It's time for another episode of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. My name is Chris Kelly. I'm known as The Square, not because of these glasses, which I love, by the way. And there's BB Shea, The Round.
Yeah.
Now, last week, I gave you such a compliment. I said, this guy is getting less round
Yes. Because
you're looking better. And then we go away for a magical weekend.
Wonderful weekend.
You,
had a
me,
blast.
Couple
yeah.
other got four or five guys just
yeah.
partying. Now, I didn't take the party bus.
No,
everybody
you didn't.
Else did.
You missed out.
And I pulled over next to a cemetery and ate my salad mm-hmm. on one day. The other day, I pulled off at a rest area and ate my salad. I had my protein bars made of cod and other fish. And every time I looked up, you were posting videos of yourself just attacking ice cream cones.
You know, I don't go on vacation much.
Well,
when I do, I'm like, I'm going to live a little bit.
You went for it.
Yeah, I did.
I heard you laid down a base of brisket.
I did, yep.
Then had a Fat Harold's cheeseburger mm-hmm. and I'm assuming fries
yes,
or onion rings
yes,
or something.
Yes, yep.
And then just, I mean, crushed a cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah, I had a big brisket sandwich from Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, I had a double cheeseburger, fries, and a beer at Fat Harold's.
Wow.
And then I had a double scoop ice cream, double stuffed Oreo and mint chip on a cake cone. It was the best day of my life.
On a cake? Yeah. Did you regret it later?
Absolutely not.
No,
no.
You went for it.
It warmed my soul, fulfilled my spirit.
You went proud on
yes,
it.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I had salad with vinegar. I didn't pack my oil. I just packed my vinegar. I didn't want any oils this time around.
Good so. For you.
Thank
Good
you.
For, so, okay, so you have these salmon and cod
mm-hmm.
power
protein
bars.
Bar, power bar.
Where'd you get that
energy
at? You
bar.
Make them at the house?
Special online orders.
Oh, for
and
real?
You have to chop them together at home, yes, and freeze dry them.
Are you serious?
Outstanding. Oh, yes. I take my time in doing these things. That's right.
I thought they just came packed like a like a power bar.
No, you go for them. You just go for it all the way. That's good stuff. That's how you have to do it.
It sounds disgusting.
Keep your energy. It is. It's terrible. You hold your nose, you eat it, that's it. I had one of those. I had an extra one of those in that cemetery session, which that's
yeah,
what
that was
calling.
Kind of sad. That was
I said that I had pulled over and eaten my salad at a cemetery while you were having Fat Harold's, and you said that's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I intentionally went to the gym twice and to play pickleball for 3 hours as well while there. That's what you know. That's the
so. What kind of salad do you get? Is it like a? Does it have any protein in it?
Yeah, it has chicken. It
okay.
has. I put in a spinach, chicken, and some nuts. That's
okay.
pretty much all that's in it. Yeah. And once in a while, I'll throw a little cheese in there if I'm really feeling, you know.
Just feeling crazy.
Yeah.
When feeling I'm not so square.
Out on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, we traveled. It was a Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star mm-hmm. show. We're part of that morning radio show. Mm-hmm. And so all these comedians were around us. And one of them, and I think this is a common thing. He was talking about his dad was at the show one night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I didn't realize till my dad got older and I got older. When you're young, when you're a kid, you think, well, my parents have the answers.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then you get to be like 40 or 50 and you realize nobody knows what they're
nobody
doing.
Nobody really knows.
That's called imposter syndrome. I read about it. It's called imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's very common where you get to be an adult and you're like, oh, they don't have the answers either.
No.
Nobody knows
no.
the answers.
Nobody knows what's going on ever.
No.
I feel like a lot of people have imposter syndrome. I have it every day.
Me too. It's you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're trying to be like a parent to your kids, but there's no blueprint for
no,
it.
No, it's really not.
You just do what you hope is right. And, that's
and
all
isn't
you
it isn't it wild that people, here's the thing, you hear your entire life that parenting is hard.
Yes.
It's the hardest thing you'll ever do. Yet people become parents and they're like, this is hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody's been telling you that your entire life.
And you know, I'll tell you something else about parenting. A lot of people become parents, you know, I mean, some young, 22, you know, right out of college maybe, or even younger, and they just kind of wing it. And then when their kids are grown, they're only like 45 or 46.
Yeah.
So I waited until I was 33 to have my first kid.
Okay.
And I think that was a mistake. I wish I'd done it younger. I do.
Oh, really?
I do. My dad always told me, wait to get married. I was 30 when I got married.
Uh-huh.
Wait to have kids. And now, I don't know that that's the right thing, because now it's like my kids are still, you know, high school and now college. And I'm only in my early 50s. I wish I was done. You know, I wish I'd had them young and they were out of the house.
Really?
Yeah. So
I think that you did it right. I think about that time is the right time.
Well, yeah, I think you're more, I think you do a better job.
Of course,
you're
a little bit more online. You're a little bit more coherent, maybe a little bit more settled.
Yeah.
You know, a little
more
bit more
successful
comfortable.
By that time.
Yeah.
You know, in your 30s, it's different than when you're 22, you're just not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Maybe you just get married at 22 and you have a baby at 24.
Exactly, yeah.
That is pretty young. But now it's like, golly, if I'd had them 10 years earlier, they'd be, you know, 28 and 24. 24, 25, and true. I'd be like, okay, they're gone, and I can sort of enjoy the 50s.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not old.
No, well.
Yeah, you're not old, old.
No,
you know
no,
what I mean?
No,
yeah,
not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
yet. That's right. The other thing, I read the article. It was about, imposter syndrome, and the whole overshadowing view of it was things that are way more common than you think, and that was one of them. Another one was people not washing their hands when they use the restroom. Way more common than you would think.
It's not surprising.
No.
I'll tell you the story that happened to me right here in this building. I never wash my hands after I go number one.
You don't?
Never do. But I know people judge me if they find that out,
yes.
which is, it makes sense to me.
Right.
So I was going to the bathroom, and I heard somebody knock on the door right as I was about to finish up.
Yeah.
So I go over to the sink, and I'm like, maybe they're going to wait on me.
Right.
So I have to wash my hands.
Right.
I just let the water run, and I didn't actually wash my hands.
You just let it run.
Yeah. But then I got done, and I'm like, I probably could have just washed my hands.
Might as well have just washed your hands.
But I didn't. I just let the water run to appease that person that wasn't even there when I got out of the door.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know that. I've done that myself. Yeah. I literally have done that. Now, here's why I don't like to wash my hands, but I do it, okay, especially here because I'm so judged for it in this building. But I don't like to, A, let the water warm up. I don't want to waste that time. And I hate cold water. I can't stand it. There's this thing now where people are, like, taking cold baths or,
cold plunging and stuff.
Cold plunging.
Yeah,
that's
a
big thing.
Yeah.
I would love to try it. I cannot stand it.
It scares me, man.
I saw today they just did a polar plunge like at the water park here where for charity, which is a nice thing. I can never do that. I cannot stand cold water. Even to wash my hands in cold water.
I've tried to do it once where like a week at the very end of my shower, I just turn it cold for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to ease into it. That's tough, dude.
I can't do
it. It's tough.
I don't like that.
Because I forget how to breathe when I'm cold.
That's terrible. I would rather it be way too hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to get into it and it's almost too hot than cold.
Yeah.
But now you're not washing your hands. I think that what percentage of people do you think really go to the bathroom, especially peeing and don't wash?
Just to number one.
Do you think you have to do it if you don't touch anything? I mean, you can't just hang over as a guy.
You can.
Or as a woman. Well, you got to do a little work there as a woman.
But I know that my unit is clean.
You do? You're sure of that?
I wash it every day. I'm pretty sure. I'm typically pretty thorough when I wash it.
Okay, all right.
So
okay.
I know that's clean.
Okay.
And I know my underwear is clean.
Right.
So
why do it?
Why? What's the big deal?
No urine is on your hands.
If I happen to dribble a little bit, then sure, I'll wash.
Okay, all right.
But number two, definitely.
That's different. You're too close in proximity to the offending, nasty. God, that's a nasty
fecal matter.
That's a nasty. Oh, God, what a disgusting. I think that's why, honestly, I think that's why I got my painful rectal itch issue is I think I was just wiping too hard.
Really?
I was so meticulous about it. I hate it. And it was always dry. I mean, I know I'm giving you too much information.
I don't know. It's all good.
But
I've been wondering,
I think that's why I got it. But that's what people were saying was the things that you think are way more common than they really are. And then the other one I read that was new to me was if you move to a different city, for instance, as an adult, let's say your job transfer, that you really don't have any friends, that it's just like an online maybe thing. And you meet your friends in high school and college. And then if you have to move somewhere else, you never develop new friends as an adult. Is that true?
Really?
I feel like I do. You know, I feel like I've made new friends.
You know, I feel like most people can only be alone for so long and they'll eventually start relating to other people. But maybe that does happen more often. I've been lucky enough to kind of live in close proximity to where I grew up. So all my friends are, friends are still around.
But it's
so
hard, I guess, for some people to just make friends.
It is.
I feel like if I moved today somewhere else, I would have a new group of friends within a year, you know, that you're hanging out with.
You think?
I think so.
Well, see, you're good about being active. A lot of people, they're not good about like going out and getting involved.
I think that's right.
You know what I mean?
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to. This is my kids again. They're so afraid or whatever, and they're young, but they don't like talk to other people. Like, you know, I say my son went off to college and he's made friends, but like I know people. I'm friends with the parents. I said, go up to this guy and say, hey, your dad knows my dad. Like, no, never do that. No.
Well, you know, making friends is an awkward interaction, or like trying to make friends because you don't want to be desperate.
Right.
You don't want to come out and be like, hey, look, I have nobody to hang out with.
Right.
But sometimes you have to do that, you know? You got to put yourself out there a little bit.
If you go out there to something that interests you and there's other people that have the same interest, and then all of a sudden you're chatting about it, and that's But I was surprised that somebody said, yeah, it's very difficult to make friends. I always found it easier as an adult to make friends than as a kid.
No.
You don't think
so? No, not at all.
Oh, I do.
I feel like when you're a kid and you're forced to be around people in school, you've got no choice but to, you know, just hang out with them.
It's the same group every day.
Be around them.
But it's almost, well, I was going to say, here at work, how many really true friends do I have? None. I mean, really.
That's so funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine about this yesterday, about how, you know, we like to separate our work friends from our real friends.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, your work friends are just as close with you as your regular friends.
We spend more time with them.
We spend more time with all of them.
That's why, you know, you were invited to that Super Bowl party a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's a real world's colliding.
That is a real world's colliding.
That's got my family, my wife, friends from work, friends from other walks of
life.
Difficult to do that, you know, to bring
them
all
together. See, I saw you in this mode that I'd never seen you in before.
Going from place to place.
And it was very weird to me.
Yeah.
Trying to be. Very interesting, yeah.
Trying to connect people.
Exactly. I was like, who's this person? I walked up to one gentleman.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? It's good to see you. And I was like, how are you, you know, involved? And he goes, oh, I'm the brother-in-law. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
My bad.
The brother-in-law.
You know, now I feel like an idiot because I don't know your brother-in-law.
That's St. Rob. That's St. Rob, yeah.
Wonderful dude. Love St. Rob.
Well, that's why we call him St. Rob. Yeah. He's saintly.
Super cool guy.
He fell asleep on the couch. Okay. Full disclosure. He fell asleep on the couch. That's fine.
Yeah.
So that's why I do name tags.
And that's next a good
year,
point, yeah.
Yeah. And this year it described like you were my work
friend. Radio friend.
Work friend. And next year, I'm going to do something interesting about each person.
Oh.
So yours will be like B.B. Shea, you know, celebrates every meal or something like that.
Still enjoys food.
Yes. eats brisket, followed by burger, followed by ice cream, and celebrates it. You know, when you ate that ice cream and you uttered the F word, and you're like, that was my bitch.
Yeah.
That was surprising to me that you just like owned it like that. You're passionate about it.
You got to enjoy the small things.
You're passionate about it.
Kelly, you got to enjoy them. I feel like you've lost touch with that.
I think you're right.
The enjoying the small things.
Oh, there's no
question. I don't get to eat ice cream often.
Yeah.
But when I do, I love it. It's so fun to me.
I don't enjoy the small or the big things. I just plod through.
See, you don't even eat your food in fun places.
Oh, God, no.
You pull over in cemetery.
That's right.
It's like, if I don't eat like this, I'm going to be in here.
Exactly.
You know?
That's right. I looked.
You got to remind yourself to stay fit.
I looked at the gravestones, and I was like, only 66 when he died. You know, only 71.
I'm
going to
get up there.
Exactly. We're movie people. You know that.
Yeah.
I read another interesting thing today about movies. Do you ever watch older movies that were really fun back then? And the number one on the list is Ghostbusters, but they're cringy today because of stuff that happens in the movie. You know, the times have changed.
Now, are you talking about cringy like it couldn't have flown today?
Yeah, because in Ghostbusters, I just saw Ghostbusters recently, actually. And Bill Murray is always coming on to Sigourney Weaver, like forcing himself on her.
Oh, really?
And by the end, of course, they're dating.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very end, like she's walks off hand in hand with him.
Yeah.
Do you see Ghostbusters?
Never saw it.
It's overrated.
Yeah,
it's
really?
Not that good.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, Ghostbusters was in theaters.
Yeah.
I was about 12. And all my friends were like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing. And then I watched it and thought, this is not that funny.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like Bill Murray. I've seen it since many times, and I like it a little better, but I didn't love it at the time. But what they're talking about there with it being cringy is he's real male chauvinist.
Yeah,
and
stuff like that is interesting to me, and a lot of that has to do with like ratings, because like what movies are rated, because you suggested I watch Kramer versus Kramer.
And you liked it.
And I enjoyed
it. Loved it.
Great movie. It's PG.
Yeah.
Full frontal nudity.
That's true.
That was interesting.
That's right.
And same with Back to the Future. Back to the Future was like PG. A lot of cussing.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's an F-bomb in it.
Well, in Back to the Future. Okay. Remember Biff, the bad guy?
Yes.
He's trying to rape.
What's her name? His mother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they make that out to be just like kind of a fun little thing.
Yeah.
You know, but in reality.
But that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's the one I saw. Now, tell me what's Forrest Gump, they said, is cringy today. Why is that? Because his mother. Well, you know, she took advantage of Forrest. Jenny did, didn't she?
She did.
She got pregnant.
Yes.
Via Forrest.
Yes.
And he didn't really know what that was.
Yes.
And she wanted to have a baby and got pregnant by him.
Well, he did claim that he knew what love was. He did say that.
Yeah, but this was sex now. And this. Remember that? She just
that's how she interpreted
it. But he was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You
know,
remember that?
That's true. You're right.
The other one I was thinking, the cringy part of that might be, well, like the mom, played by Sally Field, slept with the principal so that he could,
get into school, get a good education.
Is that, because when it says cringy, I'm wondering, you know, what Which one of those are they talking about?
I think
it's the Jenny part of that.
I don't think a lot of that movie is I don't know. I would consider that cringy anything.
But her part, don't you think so? You don't think? I mean, when she takes advantage of him,
you're right, taking advantage of somebody with a mental disability.
Yeah.
That is kind of interesting. She was a terrible person.
Do you think she was a terrible
I don't think a lot of people think about like how she was a real villain in that movie.
Well, she had a drug issue.
Yeah.
And she did connive to get a baby from him.
Because she knew he was rich.
Yeah.
And then moved back in with him knowing he was rich.
Yeah.
But she
had a hard upbringing. I mean, her father... Like,
true, but all Forrest ever wanted to do, Forrest was loyal to Jenny from day one.
Mm-hmm, he was.
And made it known.
He was.
Went to go visit her, spent time with her, and all she did was just push him to the curb and, you know, talk crap about him. So
the other one they talked about, these are 16 Candles is one that's definitely, I mean, it makes so much fun now of like Asians.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
And I mean, that one. Not to, plus... It's like the guy, the nerd, has to prove that he slept with the girl, so he has to get her panties.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies now that are the rape culture from the 80s. When I was growing up, I was like, well, this is how it's done.
You're 100% right. That's just how it was.
That was terrible.
Just go back to watch movies about how guys approach women.
Oh, yeah.
How women are treated, how they're talked to.
Totally different.
And it's just an insane thing. You know, where Tootsie is interesting because... He was a character who was like that, but then kind of came to realize how women are treated.
That's the whole point of Tootsie, is he has to dress like a woman for a job, realizes how he's being treated, how women around him are being treated, and was like, wait a minute, I treat women the same way when I'm a man.
That was kind of a revolutionary movie for the time.
Oh, sure.
Very progressive for the time.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I loved it because of that. And then the other one was American Beauty that's real cringy because that's the relationship between the...
the dad and then the girl in high school.
The girl in high school.
Was she underage? I guess she was.
She was. She's like 16 or 17.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But she's pushing it.
She did say that she was underage. Yeah.
She was pushing it.
Yeah.
And he stayed away from her.
He did.
I don't think that falls into that category of like
I don't
cringe.
Think so either.
I mean, the scenes themselves are, but I don't... He did the right thing. He stayed away from
he
her.
He did,
You know, he didn't let that happen. I mean, there were dreams he was having
of
about
course,
it, you know,
yeah.
and like fantasies about it, but he never let it happen.
That was such a great movie, too.
American Beauty?
American Beauty was.
One of my favorites.
Really?
Saw it in the theater.
Love it.
It won Best Picture.
Yes.
I thought it was outstanding.
The dinner scene when he throws the asparagus, that was just so amazing.
I love it when, if you haven't seen American Beauty, you really should. It won the Best Picture.
Yeah, it did.
But you know, that movie's 25 years old now.
That's what.
I know. 25 years old. Saw it in the theater. Kevin Spacey is outstanding. I mean, he is great at
He's doing Comic-Cons now.
Is he?
Yes.
For just different movies?
Yeah, he's just showing up to like comic conventions or conventions just to be there to do something.
Trying to work
his
way back in.
He's not working, obviously,
He was the one in a previous episode of this podcast. You said he's the one that is canceled that you wish were uncanceled.
Yeah. He's such a great actor.
He is. And he did some things in his past, I guess, that everybody deemed to be
unfortunately.
Cancelable.
So now he's on that the convention circuit.
I really like him. I mean, I did. I thought he was a great actor. Now the whole thing. Is there anything? The whole thing today, when we were talking about our top five, we suggested overrated movies. Is there anything else you want to bring up today here on the Square in the Round before we get to the overrated movies?
Yeah, I wanted to go ahead.
Well, we spent time together.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Weekend.
Spent a lot of time
you
together.
Know, time
yeah,
together.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day about drugs.
Well, you're into drugs.
Yeah, just thinking about drugs.
Yeah.
Would you try a hard drug if you knew you could guarantee that you wouldn't get addicted to it and it wouldn't kill you? Like if somebody goes, here's this heroin.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you try it to let you know what it's like, but you're not going to have any, you're not going to get addicted.
There's
you're not
no
gonna
ill
die.
Effect
no
later.
No ill effect to it. You just get to try it once and feel the effects of it.
And you'll never do it again. You never want to do it again.
No, I mean, unless you want to do it again, you know, but.
But let's say you'll never have that, you know, it won't be like addictive and you won't die from it.
Yeah.
I'm still too scared.
Really?
I'm still too scared to do
that. Really?
Not heroin. Heroin's the one I'm like, no way. Cocaine either. Both those scare me to death.
Even like the more mild or what we think is
when
mild
cocaine.
When I was
young, it was like marijuana was really bad, but cocaine was like, don't touch it.
Of course.
And heroin was something if you are dead. If you...
And now it's fentanyl. Is like that thing right now.
I would never touch fentanyl. Yes. God, I'm scared off of all drugs because they're laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're laced with fentanyl.
See, that's the thing that gets me is like, I'm scared to do anything, because of not even just drugs. Like fentanyl, you could just slide it in anything, slide it into food. I mean,
yes,
it's so weird.
And a freaking grain of rice size yes. kills you.
Yes.
Do you think it's real that, now you see all the commercials for Republicans saying, you know, it's fentanyl's coming over our border and that's why we're getting it. I don't know if that's real
or
not.
Yeah, I can't really speak to that. I know it's here. True. Have you seen videos of people like, I know it's running rampant in like Philadelphia.
It's terrible.
You walk down the street and there are just people just stopped in their tracks.
Yeah.
And just
fall over.
Killing people.
It's awful because, and I mean, cops carry that Narcan with them now.
Yeah.
It's so common.
Yeah.
That's our biggest, honestly, we have a lot of problems. I think that's probably
drugs
our biggest
is a
problem.
Big thing.
That's
yeah.
a huge,
yeah.
that fentanyl. And I read recently, listen to this stat, 42% of people, 42%, almost half, know someone who's died of a drug overdose. My God.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
a huge
I know
number.
Like three.
Do you really?
Yes.
Who died of a drug
yes.
overdose?
Yes. When I was in high school, I know I can name five or six people that went to my high school that I know who died of a drug overdose.
Sad state
yeah.
of affairs.
And this was 10 years ago.
That is a terrible.
And it's gotten even worse.
What would you do if you were in charge? You know, when I was a kid, it was like a war on drugs and just say no. And
yeah.
no, that's just laughed at. That's a punchline. Yeah. And, you know, people say we spent more and more money on it. It never works. Harsher penalties? I mean, they're letting like people who do weed out of jail.
Well, you know, they're making weed legal.
Yeah.
I mean, which, yeah. you know, people have different opinions on weed. Say what you want
I mean,
to
I
about
was
it.
For the legalization.
Sure.
That. Still am. But I mean, could you say it's a gateway to the harder things? Most people say no.
Is it? I don't know. Uh-uh. That's it's kind of hard to prove that. What would I do about the drug? I don't know, man. I really don't. I'm not a big proponent. I'm not a big ambassador of saving people from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Even like with smoking cigarettes. And
yeah.
and I know that's a bad way to be, and I don't wish that negativity upon people, but like, I don't know what to do because people are going to find a way to do it.
Well, but fentanyl is so deadly. It's like if you try it just one time, you
true.
Kill.
You're
I mean,
right. And
that is like, I mean, it's one thing I want to save people from pot, you know, you
sure.
or beer, let's
yeah,
say, you
yeah.
know, you get addicted. Of course, you can be an alcoholic and get addicted to
yeah.
beer or wine or whatever it is, liquor. But fentanyl, and you know, you're not going to drink 10 beers and drop dead. Fentanyl,
yeah.
you take a grain of
yeah.
it, you drop dead. I'm not sure what to do either, but...
I mean, where do you find the source of it? Where
well,
is it
might
coming
be the border.
From?
I mean, people do say
if it's coming
border.
From the border.
People say close or you
deal with that.
Really shut down on it. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's true or just a political yeah. issue. I have no
but
idea.
But then again, you wonder what percentage of people have overdosed unexpectedly from fentanyl, what people have overdosed
intentionally
because they were taking fentanyl
yeah.
on purpose. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I mean,
I
it's such a weird thing.
So my answer is I'm going to say no
okay.
because I'm a father
yeah.
and I know how wrong it is.
Yes.
Plus, it's almost impossible for me to even wrap my head around it because they say
yeah.
it's so pleasurable. You
well,
know,
that's the thing. I mean, yeah. like as bad or as a negative connotation that we have about drugs, at the end of the day, like I bet heroin feels amazing.
I bet it does too.
I bet... fentanyl feels amazing. Obviously, people do it to the point
exactly.
where it ruins their lives.
The problem is, of course, that then you do just
you
a little
get
bit,
so addicted
get,
to that feeling
exactly.
that you want to continue to be like the opportunity to try it just once.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, I would say no just based off principle.
So do you think we'd be better off or worse off if there was no such thing as anything that alters your mind? There, you know, there's no alcohol. It can't be invented. Your mind can
yeah.
never be affected in that way. What would we lose? You know, I think we'd be better off. But a lot of people say, well, some people have done their best work while
yeah,
high
I was gonna
or,
say,
we'd
drugs, have been yeah. robbed of a lot of great art.
Yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
I mean, but what is that worth
yeah,
to the betterment of the human civilization?
I think we'd be better off if the mind was just so that
if
it could never
it was,
be. I mean, you take whatever you want, it would never
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but
changed.
Think about the advances in technology that have come from drugs, potentially, you know?
Yeah.
Who's
probably.
To say that? Steve Jobs, I can't speak,
right,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
didn't
yeah.
create the iPhone because they got high one night. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
But I think we'd be better off without the iPhone. So there I am.
True.
I mean, you
yeah.
know how I am.
We'd be living in a very primitive society.
Or would we be thinking so clearly that we're better? I mean, we have more technology.
But then again, you know, okay, if you want to go deep, a lot of people believe that there, and this is not what I believe, you know, but there are schools of thought who believe that a lot of what we believe religiously is based on psychedelic experiences.
Really?
A lot of people believe that, like I said, I don't believe this. It's just things that I hear and things
yeah.
that are, you know, I hear on the internet. People believe that a lot of God experiences comes from psychedelic
oh,
situations.
Really? No, I didn't
and
know
ayahuasca
that.
And stuff like that.
Oh, well,
and mushroom, you know.
It was Aaron Rodgers that ayahuasca
yeah.
and he was so
yeah.
into that.
Like crazy. I said, that whole conversation gets so
crazy.
Deep.
We should just go to the overrated movies.
You want to talk about overrated movies?
Yes. We do a top five every week at your suggestion. And this week we decided to, because the Oscars are coming up.
Correct.
Most overrated movies of all time. And I'm still going to see those Oscar movies. Don't worry.
I'm holding it to it.
What do I have? 12 days? 13 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coming up.
Ooh.
It's gonna be close.
Might have to give up some pickle time to do that.
Maybe. I got seven movies to go. I'm gonna get that done. Okay, what's your number five?
My number five, I chose one just generation of movies. The Star Wars movies in general.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah. I think the originals, the remakes, whatever. I just think that whole universe is boring to me.
I really like the originals.
Yeah.
I didn't see it till I was an adult, but I did the first one. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, I really like.
Yeah.
Especially the first two. I really like
them. And I saw the original ones, I saw, and I never got intrigued to see the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, that whole world, I'm not a big sci-fi guy, I think.
Me neither.
And that world just never appealed to me.
Well, I'm not a sci-fi person either. In fact, one of mine, which is coming up, is a big sci-fi that's won a ton.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it, Scott. Yeah. You know I hate this movie. Sports movie, Field of Dreams, I think is overrated and terrible.
You put that you hate that so much you would put it at number five.
I certainly think it's one of the most overrated. I don't think it deserves anything. I've never liked it. I think the acting is stilted.
No recognition.
I think the story is awful. I have nothing but bad things to say about Field of Dreams. I mean, not only do I think it's overrated, I think it's terrible.
I mean, I didn't enjoy Field of Dreams.
You did not.
It didn't affect, I wasn't.
Most people love it.
I wasn't a fan, but it wasn't like, I hate this so much, and so many people talk about it.
I just like it intensely. Every time I see it, I'm like, ugh, this is awful. I don't like the acting. I don't like anything about it. I hate Field of Dreams. Now, everybody who I tell that to, but I like baseball.
Of course.
But
I don't
like Field of Dreams.
Yeah, but there's so many other better baseball movies to watch. Yeah,
I agree.
Number four for me, it's going to upset you, is La La Land.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just... God.
One of my top 10 movies of all time.
See, that one, when it comes to movies that people talk about as far as... the best of all time. That's one that just totally escaped me.
You probably should watch that again.
I need to.
That is so
well.
That
was a one and done for me, and I walked out. I fell asleep. I fell asleep in La La Land.
Boy, the last 15 minutes are just like, wow,
I don't even remember it.
I am just drawn to La La Land. The ending is it's one of my top 10 ever. I love
it. And the dude who directed it did Whiplash.
I love it.
So when I love so much, and then when this one came out, I was like, he's onto something, and he completely let me down.
Well, I loved them both.
Yeah.
I loved them both. I loved Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I loved, I forget the actress.
Emma Stone. I loved them individually. Great actors and actors, but that movie just did not do it for me.
Field of Dreams is my number five. Number four, Napoleon Dynamite. Loathe it. Hate it. Every time when people quote it, it makes me physically nauseous. I had heard how funny it was. I didn't find one line of it funny. Where do you come down on Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite is incredible.
Oh,
Dynamite is one of the best comedy movies ever made.
I didn't laugh one time.
I
was halfway through that being like, what? Who recommended this to me?
It came out in such a formidable time in my life that it really affected. I had Napoleon Dynamite hoodies. I had Napoleon Dynamite t-shirts. I was bought into that world.
I see that Vote Pedro and stuff, I'm just like,
I had that shirt.
I think a lot less of you.
I had one of the Liger on it. My God, what a great movie. I'm going to go watch that tonight.
Well, you enjoy. I hate it and hate when people quote it. And I think that is a very movie that really splits people. It's either you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And I did not find one thing about it fine. What's your number three?
Okay, fair enough. Mm. This one also will ruffle some feathers. The Godfather.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Jeez. The Godfather.
Yeah, I know. And I can't tell you how weird I feel saying this.
Wow.
I just did not... I watched that movie with a buddy of mine, and we had the exact same experience.
You didn't like it either.
Terrible. Yes.
Terrible.
He and me had the exact same experience. He will say the exact same thing to me about how overrated it is.
Wow.
It's so slow. It's so boring. I don't feel like nothing happens. Like it just killed me.
Man, it's a classic.
Yeah.
An absolute classic.
Totally killed me.
I loved it.
Never saw two, never saw three.
Two is great. I didn't see three.
A lot of people say two is better than one.
It's close.
So maybe I need to watch two.
Yeah, it's really good.
The original just didn't get me.
My number three is any incarnation of the Batman movies. I could care less about any one of them. I didn't like in 89, everybody was like hyping it up.
Yeah.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton was playing. I was like, oh, Batman. Joker, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
I didn't like it then. I had to pretend I liked it because my friends loved it so much. I really didn't. I didn't like part two. I didn't like part three. I didn't like anyone. I don't even like the Christian Bale ones. They're good. They're okay. Yeah. I don't. They're okay with Christian Bale. Okay. They're overrated.
The Dark Knight, not a fan.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I saw it in the theater. Most of the time when I'm watching those movies, like, just get to the end. Just move to the end. You know?
I will say, I think The Dark Knight's a little overrated. People tend to talk, but I enjoyed it.
I feel like they all could be 30% shorter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like, and they're all like, okay, here's a big chase, and then the ending, and he's dark, he's conflicted, and then I just do not.
But
like,
I think we very much underestimate how many interpretations there are of Batman and how many styles there are of Batman. It's a whole big
deal.
I've never been that interested in
Batman. And fair. When I tried to get interested, I wasn't into it. So what's your number two?
Number two is Bridesmaids.
It's terrible.
It's abysmal.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
When that came out, people were talking about how great it was.
That's a great one. I didn't think of that one, but that is really overrated. When I watched it, I thought this is long and boring.
It is.
And I don't like it.
It's not. The acting was eh.
Talk about a movie that could be cut in half.
Yes.
The scenes are so drawn out.
Yes.
God, you're right. It's not funny.
And I think it could have. There was a point where it could have gone to a direction that would have made it good. Like when they were on the airplane and they were going out of town.
Yes.
If they would have actually gotten out of town, something could have happened. But it just lulled so hard for me. And it just was not funny.
Saw it once.
Yeah.
Thought it was not funny. Will not see it again. Agreed 100%. Yeah. My number two is any Lord of the Rings incarnation.
Yeah. Loathe I know we've it. Spoken about your hate for Lord of the
hate
Rings.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Left the theater in the first one. I mean, got halfway through. I was like, I cannot do this. I think it's here. And it won. I mean, the last one won a bunch of Academy Awards.
Won Best Picture.
Ugh.
Three and a half hours.
Terrible.
Like
terrible.
Yeah,
agreed.
I've seen them all once.
Yeah,
didn't hate them, but I get where you're coming from. Totally.
Am I going to be angry with your number one?
I don't think so. I don't even know if you've seen it, but this is just a personal hatred for this movie that I have.
Uh-huh.
It's Inception.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've heard either great or terrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
So a lot of things to do with Christopher Nolan movies, who did Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
People get enthralled with his movies because they make you think a little bit and they're a little bit off kilter. And when that happens, people think that, oh, I'm smart because I get this movie.
Yeah.
So this makes this movie a lot better than it actually is.
That's true.
And he's that type of guy who does that type of movie. And visually it's cool.
Yes.
The story is terrible and it just never made sense to me.
Yeah.
And maybe I just don't get it.
Sometimes people, when they see him, like you're, like, want to feel smart. Like, I like the movie Memento pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you know Memento? They tell it backwards.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
But you really got to know something. I mean, you got to pay attention to that movie. And some people just absolutely love it. And I think, well, you're just saying that because you're trying to seem smart.
Yes.
You're definitely
That's
right
what
on Inception.
With that movie.
Now, my number one is a movie. It's a comedy that I don't think is funny. And it's Anchorman. I don't like it. I've never liked it.
Wow.
I think I told you, I think Steve Carell's character is one of the worst I've ever seen on camera. And I don't find it funny at all. Now, I find it better. It's okay. I get a laugh or two out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think it's the most overrated because people talk about it like it's a comedy classic.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I don't even think it's even close.
I think a lot of Will Ferrell movies, you have to be there when it happens and be involved in it when it comes out in theaters.
Well, I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And I did not
still
like it.
Didn't like it. No. Okay, well, never mind then.
I've seen it since and like it more. But the first time I saw it, I thought, this is awful. This is terrible.
Anchorman is fantastic, man.
Oh,
I don't get it.
I don't get your
hatred.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
You surely don't like the Steve Carell character.
I think he's the best one in the movie.
Jesus.
I killed the guy with a trident.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's amazing.
He can't even talk. I mean, it's like
That's the funny part about it. He does the weather, and he's an idiot.
Yeah. I didn't even get it. I know guys who do the weather who are idiots. That guy.
No comment.
He is unwatchable. I find that movie almost. Oh, and I should have put Bad Santa on there because you know how I hate that.
Oh, wow.
You know I hate that too.
I probably did that on Christmas, didn't I?
Yeah. I loathe Bad Santa. But then again, I don't like fun.
That's a good point.
I think less of people who like Napoleon Dynamite and Bad Santa.
You eat salads in graveyards.
That's right.
That's the type of guy that you are.
I eat salads in graveyards. You celebrate and curse about ice cream cones.
That's right.
That's why you like those movies. All right. That's a good, your feathers are ruffled. There
it is.
Yes, who knows what'll be next week on the top five, but we'll have another episode of the Square and the Round. Good one today.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, and see you next week.